Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're celebrating the 22nd anniversary of our show today. And all week, we're going to be a little extra obnoxious this week. Just fair warning, a little bit extra level of obnoxiousness this week. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And by the way, that website is 22 years old. Last month, we started that website in October of 97. It's been different variations, different forms. Hopefully it's a lot better than it was in the beginning. So you can find all that at smallbusinessadvocate.com, all the things that we do here, including, I don't know, hundreds of archives, hundreds of podcasts of the segments that Steve Martin and I have done over the last 21, almost 22 years. Steve is the author of Instant Profits and also creator of Approaches for Developing a Cost-Effective Organization, ProfitPro.us, right, Steve?
That's correct, Jim.
That's his website, folks, and I encourage you to go there and check it out. And Steve Martin has been a member of our Brain Trust. He was an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Steve, thanks again for being here. Thanks for all the years you've been helping us. Let's talk about stress. One thing that I think should be laid down in front of anybody that's thinking about becoming a small business owner, you know, you can have passion, you can be smart, you can have capital, and you can have all the building blocks that you need to be successful. But if you can't handle stress, if stress really does weigh on you, if you just lock up, and some people do, they just can't deal with it. All those other things, I don't think it's going to help you become a successful small business owner if you can't either deal with stress or learn how to deal with it. What do you think? Is that too bold of a statement?
No, I think you're absolutely correct, Jim. Stress is a natural part of life, but when there's too much, it'll actually kill you and make you physically ill, and of course lead into bad decisions.
If you can't learn how to manage it, I mean, you're not going to get rid of the stress in a small business. You can do things to minimize it physically and have enough cash. That helps, but still, even people who are really, really doing well, they're going to have stress. And if they survive, it's because they learn how to deal with it internally, right?
That's exactly right. And one of the great causes of stress, in my opinion, is a lack of options, a lack of control about what's going on in your life and in your business. And as we know from experience, the only way you get any degree of control over your business is to manage it and to really work it hard and have a little bit of effort and perhaps even good fortune come together at any point in time. But there's a lot of uncertainty that's associated with business. And
so,
to the extent that you can deal with it determines how much stress you have.
Can we say that there's two kinds of stress? One kind is the kind that's going to be there no matter if it's there for everyone. It doesn't matter. Oftentimes comes from customers. It comes from employee behavior. It comes from the government maybe. Comes from natural forces. Everybody gets that. It's like rain, right? It falls on everybody. And then the other kind is the kind you create yourself because you didn't do what you said a minute ago. You don't have good systems. You're not a good manager. You're undercapitalized, and you're not doing the things to get capitalized. What do you think? Two kinds?
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. And your job as the entrepreneur, the business owner, is to determine where those stresses are coming from, whether mm-hmm. they are elements that you have any control or influence over. And then when you do have control or influence, you got to address them and address them in the right priorities.
What are the symptoms? What are the symptoms? If you're saying, okay, how do I know if I'm moving in the right direction? How do I know if stress is hitting me, and how do I differentiate between how much is he happening to me today is my fault? How much of it is the world's, you know, the world's pressure? How do I tell that?
Well, you've got to do an assessment, Jim, and that awareness is the first step in understanding what's going on. And, you know, it's kind of like drowning by degrees. People can find themselves underwater and really in a helpless situation before they become aware of it. The key mm-hmm. is to recognize the personal symptoms and the business symptoms of being in a stress situation as early as possible and addressing them directly. And part of understanding the stress is to find out what is causing those stresses.
What's the source?
Is it,
and you have to be honest with yourself. Yeah. I keep coming back to that great quote from Shakespeare. Polonius said to Falstaff, he said, "This above all, to thine own self be true." You've got to tell yourself the truth. You know what? This thing that happened today that just about caused me to collapse, that's my own making. Or, you know, or nobody could have seen that coming. Who? What customer does that? You know what I mean? You got to tell yourself the truth, don't you?
That's exactly right. And once you understand the truth, now you have an option to or an opportunity to at least begin to address it.
Right.
Is it something that you can influence or not?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've seen too many dreamers move out and throw money at problems that they have no hope of solving.
Right.
And that just increases their stress.
Because they didn't realize. They didn't realize that starting a business is hard. And starting and running it is hard.
It certainly is.
It's harder than running a household, folks. Steve Martin and I will be right back. We're going to talk. I'll get Steve to help us get rid of some stress after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.